Moving along, first couple of weeks under the belt now for you, Senator. Tell us a little about some of the committees that you're going to be serving on now that we've had the committee assignments handed out this week.
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to be on the Veterans Affairs Committee, Local Government and Elections, Progress and Development, and Families, Seniors, and Health. I'm excited about that one as well.
Again, with those assignments just handed out, the first legislation might be in hearings as early as next week.
It's very possible, yeah.
For you, I know a big topic for you is property taxes and getting that taken care of. I think you have several measures and resolutions relating to that topic as well.
I do. We need some property tax relief in Jackson County in particular, but across the state. So that's my number one priority. So I filed a bill. The first three bills had everything to do with property tax. So I filed one. There's a mirror bill in the House as well, and that's to cap our property taxes at 2% per year just on your primary homes. There's another one to eliminate the use of artificial intelligence from assessing our homes. And then the third one is our assessor in Jackson County is appointed. So this will be on the ballot to elect our county assessor. They're accountable to the people.
It's been a big deal. It's a big deal for everybody, especially every other year with reassessments, but it's becoming front and center for a lot of folks the last 3 or 4 years.
Absolutely. So yeah, the assessments are just out of control, in my opinion. Since we do have a bill that went into effect last year, SB 190, that seniors 62 and over can freeze their property taxes, essentially. And I've held 16 forums to help seniors freeze their property taxes. I've talked to a lot of seniors. They're really upset. They're crying. They can't afford the increases and they're losing their homes. So we've got to do something about it. We got to protect our property rights.
The freeze is already in there. So at least there's some relief out there now, but your goal is to get it better still.
Right, right. Oh, just to keep the increases in check, because right now, legally, they can raise them 15% in an assessment year. If they do a physical inspection, like they said they did this last time, then they can raise them to whatever they want to raise them to. And we've had 200, 300, 400, 500% increases. People can't sustain that. It's just too high.